Welcome back to, oh my god, my fucking mic almost, welcome back to Whatever's On. Yeah, I'm the host, no shit, who else is there? Oh, I want to say, my fault, guys, I want to say that there is a new co-host. May everyone please rise up for John.
Hello everybody, it's great being here. I really appreciate, you know, the love and support that we've been getting on the podcast.
Thanks John. Anything else? So fucking sad. Imagine someone did that, like the whole show is just them like acting like there's two different people. That's insane, but could never be me. Anyways, what I was saying, Welcome back. Thanks, John. I don't know what to say, guys. There's a few things I want to talk about before I really get into the episode. I don't even know what the episode is even about. I just am home alone and I want to talk about something, and yeah, we'll figure out what the episode is. By the time you listen to this, you already know what the episode's about, obviously. But at the time I'm recording this, there's like no title, there's nothing. I have no clue what I'm gonna talk about. Whatever, we'll figure it out. No, that's what we do here. Something that I usually do is like an episode recap, but I can't do that because the episode was literally posted 22 hours ago, also known as yesterday. So I can't really do that. But there is a few things that I want to talk about, because when I was writing the description and I was making the timestamps, I listened back. I sounded so cocky and I sounded so like unappreciative, and I just want to clarify like a few things. I want to talk about a few things before people look at me or think of me as some stuck up unappreciative person that just doesn't know shit, like just makes me seem like a horrible person. And like, I just want to just get inside. Like, I was going through the episode and shit. And, like, I remember in the episode, I was saying that I was scared my mom is going to get me an ugly necklace. Because, like, our styles aren't the same. Like, she gave me a like, I spoke about it in the previous episode where I spoke about, like, the ugliest necklace, like, ever made. And she gave me that, like, she came back on Wednesday. Today's Sunday. She gave me us the necklace, like, what, on Wednesday night, I think, or Thursday night, I can't remember. And I already knew the shirts, so I wasn't surprised there. And the time that I was recording that, I hadn't gotten my gifts yet. I got the necklace. The necklace is hideous. I'm sorry. Like, I knew it. That's the thing. Like, I knew it, and that's what I was scared of. It's just, first of all, it's big. Second of all, it's just, like, who, first of all, wears big necklaces? It's not that big. It looks like a raindrop. It's not a raindrop, but the shape is a raindrop. Like, fucking what? Like, bro, what? It's not that bad. I just personally wouldn't buy it. Like, ever. Like, ever. You couldn't pay me to buy it. It's not too bad. I give it, like, a 5. It's fine. I just personally wouldn't buy it. It would look so much better if it was smaller, but instead it's, like, big. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, an accurate size. Like, maybe, like, a grape. Maybe, like, the size of a grape. Like, lengthwise, the size of a grape. Something like, or like a coin. Something like that. Like, it's big. I don't know why, but it's a shape of a raindrop. So, before people say, like, because in the episode, I remember saying, like, oh, I think she's going to get me an ugly necklace because she already gave me an ugly necklace before, like, when we're shopping, you know, our styles, like, I don't know. And I just want to say that she did. So, before you bash me and be like, oh, I don't know, she did give me an ugly necklace. Because I felt like I was going off, and probably people probably think, like, I don't know, because the episode was just posted. So there's nothing much I can really say because it was just posted like yesterday, like literally. So before anything, I just feel like people are going to think like, oh, I was going off, oh, no. Like I was acting, I was saying all of that and I didn't receive the necklace yet. I got the necklace and I still feel the same way. And I still haven't gotten my phone yet. So that's great. She hasn't told me she's not going to get it, but I'm still writing an exam. So that's probably it. I don't know, I'm finishing my exam this week. And on that, I also want to talk about my exams, but let me get this recap out of the way. Let me finish that, and then I'm going to talk about my exams, because Boy, oh boy. Okay, fuck off. Now, the gifts. The gifts. She got me two shirts. I already spoke about the shirts in the previous episode. I spoke about everything she got me in the previous episode, but she got me two shirts. I was right. It's one, the red one is a crop top. There's another one. I can't remember what color it is. And she gave me a black hoodie. The hoodies would be, you can't really fuck up a hoodie though. But the hoodie's okay. The size is okay. I just don't like the word. I would like prefer if the hoodie was just black. Literally, like if it was black, the hoodie would be a 10 out of 10. It'd be the one thing I like. I don't have a black hoodie. It would be amazing, but it's not. Instead, it's black with some shit on it. So, yeah, she gave me the necklace. That's all. My brother got his games that he asked for. He got clothes. My older brother got clothes. My older brother's clothes were amazing, by the way. I don't know how that's possible. Like, what the fuck? The hoodie. I mean, we looked. My oh, little brother and I were like low-key, like, what the fuck? Like, he got good clothes. Our clothes look like something a blind person would make and design. But his actually looked good. But then when he actually put it on, it was just like, what the fuck is this? The colors were so off. I can't remember exactly what the colors were. But it just, So that's great. He likes it though, so at least someone was happy. Anyways. Yeah, that's really all for the gift recap. I just wanted to put that out there. By the time you're listening to this, hopefully you would have already listened to the previous episode. If not, you're fake. Fake as hell. Am I right, John?
Fake as hell. Fake.
Even John Cena agrees. If John can agree, then who are you to judge? Like, if John Cena can say so, then it's true. It's fucking true. Is there anything else I want to talk about from the previous episode before we jump into something new? I don't really think so. I don't really think so. Let me give y'all a little exam recap because why the fuck not?
John Cena here. John Cena here. Testing, testing, testing.
All right, John, thanks. Audio's good. Okay. Sorry about that. John Cena was checking the audio. This is fucking sad. I thought it was a funny joke, but honestly, this is disgusting. This John Cena joke is pissing me off. But anyways, yeah, yo, I was saying yesterday in the previous episode, which I mean technically it was yesterday, but not really. But in the previous episode, I just told the story on how I basically got caught cheating. I didn't, but I almost did in my first exam. It was my Afrikaans exam. I told the story. If you want to go check it out, you can. And I was like, okay, like, I mean. Why not do it again? No, I let me give you a recap. You know, just give you like recaps on all the exams I've written. I'm not done, so if you think this is gonna be boring, just shut up. Just shut the fuck up. I haven't even started speaking about it. Trust, it won't be boring. I'm gonna make it fun. I'm just gonna tell you guys like what has been happening in my exams. Have I gotten caught cheating in any of them? Like what's been going on? Just a recap on all the exams I've written so far. Afrikaans, I already told you, almost got caught cheating. That I wrote on Monday, November 7th. Then Tuesday, I had a study leave. And then November 9th, I wrote English paper 2. It was fine. It was a, what's this thing? Fuck. It was transactional, right? Yeah, it was transactional. You had to do an obituary, you had to do a dialogue, I think, and you had to do a newspaper article. And then you had to, it was about Romeo and Juliet. And then you had to do an essay of 400 and something words on Romeo and Juliet. Pretty good. My essay, bro. My fucking essay. I put my sweat into that essay. I think I did good. I don't know. Bro, my math exam, I thought I did. I'll get into that. I'll get into that. But I feel like I did good, but I'm gonna wait till the results come out because I felt like I did good in my math exam, and then the teacher said that everyone failed. So I don't even know what to think. But I feel like I genuinely did good there because holy, like I feel like I spoke like the smartest man in the world. My next one was business. I can't remember what the fuck was in that. I can't remember what even happened. This is on November 11th on a Friday. I can't remember what the fuck was. I studied for it. I'm trying to think, like, what exactly was in that fucking exam. I cannot remember, so I can't really give a recap. So I feel like I did great. I don't know. My next exam, which I wrote on Monday, was geography. I'm so blank. Like, I don't... This is so shit. Like, I cannot remember what I fucking wrote. But okay, let's skip that. I did decent, I think. Maths paper one. Bro. Maths. The night before, I was up at like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. I was up watching videos on videos on videos. I joined the meeting. I'm watching, like, because we had a Teams meeting and the meeting was recorded. I'm watching the meeting, taking notes. I'm literally, like, wasting hours on hours. It took me 2 hours and I'd only, like, the recording was 2 hours. But I had only done 40. I've only watched 40 minutes and, like, 2 hours had passed. But the things that, I was understanding. My pen is flowing. I kept doing the activities and exercises over and over to make sure, like, I really get it. You know, I was getting it. I took time. When the exam came, yo, I felt so confident. Yo, I'm so happy. Today is Sunday, right? Friday, when I was writing my physics test, I came into class late, you know, because fuck that class. And the girl behind me tells me that tomorrow is a maths meeting. The teacher said that tomorrow, aka Friday, I mean Saturday, would be a maths meeting at 8. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, online. And she was like, no, at school. And I was like, the fuck? What are you saying? And I was like, there's no way. And after that, my friend told me that the maths teacher came in class and told them that everyone failed. The one exam that I generally, like, I know, I'm not even just saying, because when I come back, like, my mom asked me, like, how the exam was, my friends asked me how the exam was, I said it was fine. Like, with maths, like, I genuinely felt like, yo, I killed that exam, and they said we failed. So now, I don't even know anymore what, if the exam that I thought I did good in, like, I genuinely thought I did good in, God only knows what that means. But then we're thinking about it, like, maybe, like, there's no way we actually failed, because there's, like, smart kids in the class, obviously, so how the fuck did we fail? I don't know, but... I don't know. Let me quickly respond to this goofball. It just... I was like, holy shit. Alright, I'm back, bro. I responded to some goofball's message, and it just reminded me of something that happened. I will talk about it. Let me quickly respond to this goofball's message first. Pause. I know I said I responded to it and then I came... Fuck off, just shut up, bro. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so texting this guy that I just responded to reminded me of this one time that I'm on the phone with, like, another guy. We're talking. Bro, mind you that, first of all, this guy approached... He didn't approach me, like, in real life, but approached me, like, on social media. Like, he came to me first. Texted me first. He... is the one keeping the conversation going because I do not care enough to keep it going myself. He's a dreadhead. He's my age. He's fine. I am just not attracted to him. Do you want me to read our IG DMs? Like, I don't know. I think I have him on delivered. If I do have him on delivered, then I'm not going to read the message. Shit, I opened the fucking message. God. Okay. Oh my god. I didn't open his message. I opened someone else's. And I don't want to open it now. Fuck. I'm going to check. I think I have him on delivered. The reason why I'm telling you all of this is because of something he said. And I just want to, like, give you guys a little bit of background info. Like, he sold me something. And I just want to check if he's on delivered. And if he is, then I won't read the messages. But I'll tell you what they are. And if he isn't, then I'll read our messages. So you get a bit of an understanding. Hold up, let me check this shit real quick. He's undelivered for 6 weeks. He's been undelivered. Oh my god, this girl added me to her close friends. What the fuck? Bro, what the hell? We don't even... You're fucking kidding me. Wait, pause. Do we talk? No, we don't. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is insane. Wait, pause. Oh, my God. You're kidding me right now. Bro, I love girls. I like guys, but bro, I just love body positivity, you know. But anyways, he's undelivered, by the way. Yeah, those guys undelivered. Our conversations, like, I remember he sent me a dick pic, and you could clearly see that it wasn't his. And I hate when guys do this. Like, he sent me, and it's so obvious that it's not his. First of all, second of all, I know he didn't just take that. Like, it was so obvious it wasn't his. And then he sends me. I didn't even ask for it. That's the thing, because news don't turn me on. And then he's like, oh, you're asking me to send me mine. And I was like, the fuck? And I promise you, I remember I took a screenshot of this, because I was like, what are you doing? He's literally begging me. Please, mommy, please. I swear to God. And I took a screenshot of it. And I was like, what are you doing? Please respect yourself. And he was like, oh, this isn't fair. Blah, blah, blah. I sent you. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't ask. Blah, blah, blah. Keep that in mind. All right. Then we switch from IG to Snap. We're talking. We start calling. Then we switch from Snap to text. Like, he got my number. He got mine. That's how I got it twisted. I didn't get his. He's undelivered as you speak, by the way. I just want to give you a little bit of background. We're on the phone. We're talking. He goes, I could have you if I wanted to. All the words in my mouth just disappeared and I just became speechless. And I just remember laughing and being like, be so for real. And he's like, no, because I could have you if I wanted to. And I'm like, this is why I don't like, bro, first of all, you're undelivered on IG. He sent me like a video or something on Snap. You're undelivered on Snap. You're undelivered on, like, on every place that we talk, you're undelivered. Please tell me how the hell do you think I want you? No, it's pissing me off. Because now I don't want him to go around thinking like, oh, I could have this on if I want. Oh, I could have if I wanted. Like, it's one thing if you say it, but you're just trying to like say it just for saying sake. But if he actually feels like he could get me if he wanted to, be so for real. Like, first of all, attraction-wise, you're just a 5 out of 10 to me. I don't really... He has dreads, so he feels like just because he's a dreadhead, you know, he's tipped 10 out of 10, first of all. Second of all, he's my age. I would never go for someone my age. And third of all, bro, he's just fucking, I don't even know, man. It just pissed me off so much because I've seen TikToks about it where people are like, oh, if you could have me if I wanted to. And the audio is like, maybe like, oh, be for real. I don't know, like, it's just, I've seen it. But it never actually happened to me. And when he said that, bro, you have balls if you say that, honestly. Like, you have balls. The disrespect is insane. It's insane. If you know who you are, I doubt you listen to this, but if you know who you are, bro, be so for real. Like, look at yourself in the mirror and think, could I get who I wanted looking like this? And be honest with yourself. Like, the fuck? Who do you think you... Oh, my God. It pissed me off so much. Damn. I never thought it would be me. I've seen so many people talk about it. I never thought it would be me. Fuck, man. Like, God. This guy has me fucked up, bro. I swear. Bro, I swear to God. Okay, I didn't plan on recording this. I was gonna, just joke about it with someone. But I was like, you know what? Let me come and talk to you guys. This, like, a few minutes ago, I, like, video called this guy of mine with talking. He says we're dating. I'm just playing along. He invited me to this party at the end of the year. So obviously I'm like, obviously I'm gonna go. Like, who do you think I am? So I don't mind talking to him, so I'll just keep talking till the party goes. I'm his plus one, so I cannot bring a plus one. I don't know how I feel about that. He says it's like gonna be 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. He's friends hosting. So that's why he invited me. He's gonna be surrounded by blah 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 blah. So I was like, I want a 19-year-old or a 20. I just want someone to like hit on me. Because like I said, he feels like
he feels like ordaining, so if I do it, it'd be considered cheating, and he's my right. I'll update you guys about it when it happens, but fuck off. But I'm on a call with him, and we're just talking. Now, I don't like calls. I've said it before, but I decided to call him, video call him, because I felt good. I wanted to make TikToks, but I didn't. Did my hair, did my edges. I put, like, lip liner on, put earrings on, wanted to make TikToks. I didn't. Wanted to take pictures. I hated all of them. I decided to call him. We're talking. Now, I don't even, like, I showed my face multiple times and for, like, a few minutes. But I, like, at time to time, I would, like, stop showing my face because I hate video calls. It's just so fucking awkward. Like, all the time, I'm, like, literally looking at myself, not even looking at him. Now, chill. Then, I decided, you know, I'm feeling good, like I said. I put my phone, because I'm in the bathroom. I put my phone, like, I have it, like, standing up. And I'm just, like, not, like, dancing, but, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but I'm just, like, I walked back, and I'm, like, just, I don't know how to describe it, but he could see my full body, not my full body, not up to, like, maybe, like, up to, like, my knees, I guess. Just try and understand, bro. So, I'm just there, like, and he's, like, yo, your ass is so flat. He didn't say it like that, but we like to exaggerate over here. And he was just saying, like, and I looked at him, I'm like, bro, no, it's not. And he was like, yeah, it's fine, no. And he's like, you lied to me. He's like joking about it, but I'm like, no, it's not. And I'm, because I'm in the bathroom, there's a mirror. So I'm looking at myself and I'm like, no, it's literally not. And then we hung up, and then, wait, what? Let me bust out chats, because you know we like to do that here. Oh, okay. So then, I don't know who hung up, but then we stopped talking. And then I was like, I responded. I mean, I texted him, like, I'm back. I was looking at my fat ass. My ass is literally used. What the fuck? It's the ankle. I'm just, you know, joking about it, being a good sport. Because I've never thought my, you know, thin back there is big, but I've never thought it was small. I don't compliment myself. Like, I've never said anything about myself. It's other people who tell me, and then I just take it from there. Like, I've never told myself that it's big, but people have told me that it is. I mean, I'm 15 years old. What do you want me to look like? Fucking Kylie Jenner, who has, like, surgery on surgery. Like, what do you expect me to look like? I'm 15. So I've never told myself this. I've never told myself it's big. I never told myself it's small, but people have told me it is. I'm not even, like, trying to brag. I'm just genuinely saying. So then I sent a voice note. I don't remember what was in the voice note, but I'm just saying, like, bro, you have me fucked up. Like, how dare you come and tell me what's big and small? Like, you don't know shit. I'm literally telling you that it's big. And he's like, oh, flat as a board. And then he was like, really now? He said that with the laughing emoji. He was like, really now? I told him, because the other day he wanted me to go on a video call with his friends. Because, you know, fuck off. And it was like, really now, with the skull emoji, and he's like, sure. And he's like, oh, they need to know the truth with the skull emoji. And I was like, I swear to God, you're not funny. And then I sent another one. And then I was just saying, like, nah, I don't know who you think you are. Like, bro, first of all, who do you, like, how do I say this? You cannot say something is big without seeing other, like, think of it like this. If 5 people make cake, and you taste one, you cannot say the one you tasted is big without tasting the others. That's what I'm trying to say. You cannot tell me what's big and small when you haven't seen others. Like, who do you pull? First of all, like, oh my, bro, this guy's mid. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Like, the picture that I first saw of him, he looked good. He looked decent. He sent me a picture of himself. He just, I don't even know how to describe it. He just looks different. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, he just looks different. And I just looked at it and I was like, oof. Here I am thinking I'm talking to some model-looking person. It just, I don't know, like, the picture just looks edited. And then the one he showed me just looked unedited. It just, like, everything just looks, ugh. And I'm just there, like, like, you cannot tell me my shit is flat if you haven't seen other people's. Like, who have you talked to? You 5 out of 10. Who have you talked to? Like, I swear to God, it's me fucked up, bro. Like, damn. And then it's like, I don't like disrespecting people.
I don't like insulting people. Like, I know that shit's painful. It takes me a lot to actually, like, diss you. Like, I know sometimes I can say something mean from time to time, but I don't actually like dissing people. Like, to the point where you say, like, nah, you've gone too far. Like, nah, that's too mean. Stuff like that. But, bro, like, I'm just looking at these pictures and I'm like, where do you even have the confidence to tell me that? Like, oh my God, bro. I literally have a headache from school. This is just making the whole thing worse. Bro, think of it like, it's like if someone called you ugly, right? But the person is uglier than you. Like you're better looking. It's like if someone ugly calls you ugly. Like, bro, how do you even consider, like, where do you even have the confidence to say that? Or, like, bro, be so for real. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, I've never been actually insulted by someone who I genuinely think is good looking. Like, genuinely, like, you fine as hell. The people that, like, actually, like, diss people, like, actually diss me, I guess I could say, it's like, I know you're not talking, bro. I know you're not fucking talking. Like, someone that I actually, like, people, like, bro, the people who are actually, like, generally beautiful, like, anyone who looks at them can be like, nah, she's generally beautiful, or he's beautiful. They're not the ones that go around dissing people. Like, they don't say to their face. It's the people that are fives, that are fours, the people whose faces only their mom could love, like, people, like, the people who, when you ask them to send pictures, they don't even want, like, just funny looking people that looks like their face has been drawn by a blind person. People that not even a blind person would marry. People that, oh my God, bro. I swear to God. Guys, me fucked up. It's not even that, it's not like, oh my God, bro. So guys, literally a 5 out of 10 telling me my shit's flat. Like, you really talking, huh? Must I describe him to you? Because I don't want people to think I'm being mean. Let me describe it to you. Alright, the first picture he sent me, I took a screenshot even because I couldn't even believe my eyes. My phone even started glitching after I took the picture. Just to show you what I'm dealing with. After I took the screenshot, my phone started twitching and shaking. Because the picture is even scaring my phone. Let me describe the guy. First of all, we're going to go from top to bottom. So, like, head to toe. First of all, his hair. He has twists right now. But before, I'm looking at the first picture he sent me. And he did not have twists. And he's at school. So, this means that this is how he went to school. His hair looks like uneven cut grass. Like, one side is... It's like an afro that's not afroing. The one side is up, the other side is falling down. It's... I don't know. The hairline, literally, I'm not even joking. Like, I know I've been, like, maybe exaggerating a thing or two, but, like for real right now, his hairline looks like a hexagon. I'm not being mean. Like, I'm saying with a straight face. Like, I'm not even laughing. His hairline looks like a hexagon. Like, you know, a stop sign, the shape of a stop sign? That's what he's... I'm being so dead ass. Like, please don't think I'm being rude. I'm looking at it. It looks like a hexagon. Alright, now we're going down. His eyebrows are... Eyes, I mean, what can I say? Nose. That's alright. His mouth, dry as hell. Shit, it's fucking dry as hell. Looks like the shit is peeling. It's dry as hell. Oh God. Yeah, it's really like it's. That's the first picture. Let's look at another one. He has twists currently. Oof, I remember when he sent me, like, the day he took he did the twist. I told him to send me a picture. The twists, bro. Oof. The twists are like flying. One is in the air. Like, I don't know, like, again, the lips are dry as hell. At least the hairline is fine now. I don't know if it's just the picture of the other one, but his hairline is fine now. The fucking twists, like, he took the picture on the day he got it, yet somehow the twists look messy. It looks like he had it for a week or two. I don't know how that's possible. God only knows. Right. He has a dad bod. A dad bod, by the way. A dad body. And he's 16, by the way. I'm not body shaming. I'm literally just describing him. Don't cancel me or whatever you call that shit. Canceling. Wow, we still do that. It's 2022. Grow up. Right. Now the pictures he sent me. Because he sent me a bunch of pictures. The first one I'm looking at. I don't even know what to say, bro. I'm just scared. Like, he has a straight face. He's wearing glasses. I'm scared right now. The picture is scaring me. His eyebrows, I don't know, bro. The second one. Oh, my God. Like, he has this awkward smile. He's doing a thumbs up. I don't even know. You know those hoodies that have strings that you can pull? He's wearing a hoodie and there's no strings. There's just holes in his hoodie. I don't know, like, what's even going on? Like, ugh, bro. Like, he has dreads, but they're not dreaded. Like, bro. The other one that he sent me, he's wearing a durag. There's hair sticking out at the bottom. There's... Ugh. Yeah. The hell? Oh! The durag is covering his entire forehead. It's pulling on his eyebrows. Oh my God. When he sent me the pictures, I didn't analyze it. Like, this is fun. Like, this is fun as hell. We should do this more often. Like, this is fun as hell. I didn't analyze. I looked at it and I'm like, shh. I'm going to keep talking to him because I want to go to a fucking party. But like, ugh, bro, like. Bro has a face only a mother could love. Another picture. Oh, God, no. This has to be the worst. This has to be the worst. Like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm being mean because he insulted me. I'm being genuine. Like, I felt this way before he said my ass is flat. Like, I'm being genuine. There's times where I'm complimenting. Like, I'm saying, like, oh, his eyebrows are fine. Like, this is fine. Like, I'm not just being mean to him. Like, if I feel like you're fine here, I'll tell you. This other picture... The angle makes it look like he's an Easter egg, first of all. It looks like he's an Easter egg and he pasted dreads on his head. His dreads in the front are flying. I put it on God. His dreads in the front, they're like flying. The ones at the side are like down. But he has his phone up, so it's like the angle. His lips dry as per usual at this point. Nothing else. Like, it's okay right now. It's all I can... Yikes. In conclusion, I give him a 5, maybe 5 on a good day, 4 in general. But I just want to say, I just thought it would be fun. I was gonna like talk to this other guy about it, but oh shit, my phone. By the way, there's another guy I'm talking to, and I would drop every guy that I'm talking to about this guy. But the thing is, he's in matric, so he's like busy. Like, you know, matric is grade 12. For those confused, it's grade 12. It's his final year, you know. If he fails, he fails. Like, you know, if he needs to get, like, good scores, he wants to get to good universities. So, you know, he's a busy man. But we still talk. He's generally so, like, oh, we've met before. He came over before. It was a great time. I bought edibles. That day that I was talking about the edibles, I don't know if I told you, but I took one, he took one. It was great. And, like, if he asked, who knows, potential boyfriend, like, on some real shit, who knows, guys, okay, but with this guy that I'm talking to, like, he's just, I don't know, I just thought it'd be fun. I was initially gonna go and rant to the guy that I was just talking about, who's in matric, about this guy calling me flat, but I was like, you know what, let me come here, because, I don't know. Anyways, it's not like it offended me. Like, it's not even the fact that I'm like, because the thing is, like, I don't think it's flat. If it was something that I was, like, I genuinely was insecure about, or something that I actually thought was true, I wouldn't be like, yo, da, 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 because I'd be like, I agree. Like, I can, like, if I felt like I was genuinely flat, I would be like, I know, I'll be like, yeah, I can see myself. But I don't, that's the thing. And I'm not about to become insecure about it because some 16-year-old who crawled out of his mom's basement told me that I'm flat. Like, I genuinely don't think so. No one has told me, like, people who are better looking than him has told me that my shit's big. So I don't know if, like, how am I supposed to believe a 9 out of 10's opinion? I'm supposed, like, must I believe a 4 out of 10's opinions over a 9 out of 10? I'm just saying. I just thought it'd be fun to say. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. I have a headache, bro. I'm gonna go nap. Catch y'all bitches later. Like, anyways, bye.
Oh, fuck. My nose was like a bitch.
Bro, it is 7:26 and today's date is Monday, December 5th. Bro, it's December. Bro, Christmas is coming. New Year's is coming. Man, oh my days. It's crazy. I did it. I went, like, I did it, guys. Wow. I went through the school year. I did it. This year was boring. Like, unless you just had your own things going on, like, this year was mid as hell. Worst year ever. No. Nah, 2021 was better. This year was so shit. Especially for me at school. So I meant to say, bro, I woke up, like, not too long ago. I don't know if you can hear my voice. I'm tired as hell.
Oh, I just even remember shit, bro. A lot has happened.
A lot has happened that I want to talk about, but I didn't write it down. So there's a high chance that I forgot. A lot has happened that I want to talk about, but I just did not write it down anywhere. So there's a high chance that I'm gonna forget. So whatever comes to mind is what we'll talk about until I forget it, until everything has, like, okay. I'm fucking, bro, it's morning, and, okay, so basically yesterday my mom said I must make breakfast for the squad, you know, I must wake up, you know, I must make breakfast for the squad, and I'm like, okay. You know, I'm just gonna make some eggs. Yeah, you know, dice some onions, slice some tomatoes, you know, make a nice egg then, you know. And she was basically telling my brother, my little brother, like, because my brother, like, wakes up early sometimes and he eats early and blah, blah, blah. So she was telling him, like, if he wakes up before me and he wants to eat, he must tell me or, like, wake me up to make his food. And I'm like, okay. Now I'm just in my room. My older brother comes to my room and he's like, oh, remember the egg? You're supposed to do egg. And I'm like, yeah, I know. What the fuck, bro? It's not even 7. It's literally like 6 something in the morning. Who, like, bro, I'm not gonna hop out of bed at like 6. I'm gonna obviously get up because I need to make the food. And, you know, people can't eat till I make the food. But, bro, what am I doing? Waking up at like 6 to make, by the time like people want to eat it, it's gonna be cold. Like, who eats at 6 in the morning and you're not going anywhere? Like, my dad's going to work and he doesn't even eat at 6. He went to eat like a few minutes ago and it's like 7 something. Who eats at 6? I just think it's like dumb as hell. Like, bro, my mom was saying if my little brother feels like I should make his food now, I'm just flabbergasted by the fact that it's my older brother who's the one who's telling me, oh, we must make the food. Like, bro, I'm so flabbergasted. Like, bro, calm down. Calm down. Who wakes up and, like, the first thing you think is, oh, let me eat? You're not a real person. Like, no one, when you wake up, the first thing you do, or one of the first things you do, should not be eat, unless you're going somewhere. Like, you know, if you have school or somewhere that you're going in the morning, then obviously, like, come on. But if you have no plans for the day, why are you waking up early? Why are you doing stuff? There's no point. You're just going to do all your shit and then back to bed. Or, like, just once you do everything early, there's no, like, let's say you have to do 5 things in a day and you do all 5 of them in the morning. Like, what's, your day is over. Like, you should just split it up and so that your day isn't boring. Don't do everything at once. Just give it time. Like, what the fuck are you doing eating at 6 in the morning when you have no plans for the day? I just find it to be
dumb. I don't know. I listened back and, bro, I'm like, I just woke up. So, I, like, bro, I listened back and I just sound dead. And
My fault. I literally woke up, like, pardon me, bro. I will. I'm just like, who wakes up and is like, yeah, let me talk. But I don't know. I just feel like it. I don't know. I just feel like it. When it's like 8, because there's no electricity right now. It's gonna come back by 8. So by 8, and my dad is in the kitchen, and I don't like being in the kitchen when other people are there. It's nothing personal. I just, what the fuck am I doing? Like, bro, ugh, gross now. So by 8, I'll go down. The lights will be back by then. I will make y'all some dinner. But until then, I just wanna talk here because I'm bored and I have nothing much to do. And a lot has happened, bro, and a lot will happen. I just don't know. Like, I know a lot has happened. I just, my mind is so blank. But till I can remember, I have a story that I'm gonna tell. Bro, was it like Tuesday? Yeah, yes, it was Tuesday, bro. On Tuesday, I got in trouble. Like, bro, I'll tell the story. My mom wanted to call the police. Like, bro, I will tell the story. Bro, I have screenshots, but you guys don't, you don't really interact with me, so bummer. Bro, I'll tell the story. I just think it's hilarious. But anyways, talking about my mom. What was I gonna say? Oh, bro, I've said this before. Ever since my mom came back from the UK, shit has just been going down south. Like, she just came back a new person. She goes to UK and doesn't know how to act. Bro, she comes back and acts like she's like the first person who's like traveled internationally. Like, bro, I'm so confused. She just came back. I remember the first day she came back. I remember I was upstairs in my room, just chill. Like, I knew she was coming on that she came on a Wednesday, like weeks ago, by the way. And I knew she was coming, but I didn't know the time. And I'm just upstairs in my room. I think I like woke up from a nap, and like not a few minutes ago, I'm just chilling in my room, and then I hear the garage door open. And I was like, wait, it was only me and my brother in the house because my little brother was at school. And I'm like, what the hell? Why would my brother come to the garage door? And then I hear my mom, and I'm like, oh, she's back. Oh wait, the maid was here. The maid was here. I'm just thinking like, oh, okay. Okay, and I'm just sitting upstairs, and she starts calling me, and I'm just upstairs in my room, like, I cannot do this. I just woke up from a nap, like, no one wants to be, bro. I just woke up from a nap, bruh. Like, I'm just, no, like, I'm not even awake fully. I can hear her calling me, but she's all the way downstairs. I'm all the way upstairs, so I just acted like I couldn't hear her. And I slowly, like, just got myself together, went to the bathroom. What's the word? Used myself, released myself. What's another term for pee? I released the fluids. Okay, fuck off. I peed. Okay, I peed, and I'm just going downstairs. I just woke up. I'm tired. I'm not in the mood, bro. I'm not in the mood. And she's there, and she's just talking as if we're deaf. Like, she's talking at max volume, and I'm just so confused because everyone is in the same room as her, yet she's talking as if we're all around the house. Like, she's talking so loud. I'm like, bro, I'm awake. Like, what are you yelling for? This isn't necessary. And she's just talking and talking, and I was surprised, not gonna lie. If I came back from somewhere, the last thing I'm gonna do is be talking. Like, I will talk, obviously, but like, not when I just came back. Like, I would probably put my shit down, depending, like, if I'm tired or not. I'll sleep in my bed, because obviously, sleeping in other people's bed, even if it's like a hotel, it's not the same as yours. Like, bro, I don't care, like, whose bed it is. No bed is like your bed, okay? Like, no bed is like your bed, and I stand on that. My fucking nose, bro. I'm fucking tired. But, like, yeah, no bed is like yours. Like, even when you go to, like, a hotel, like, it doesn't matter how comfortable the bed is. No bed is like yours. Bro, I could sleep in any bed in this house, and it's just not the same. Like, the vibes aren't the same. My comfort levels aren't, like, it's just, no bed is like mine. No bed is like your bed. And that's just the fucking tea. But anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, like, when I come back from somewhere, like, if I went on a trip or somewhere, bro, you best believe I am going to, like, if I'm tired. She said that she's like, had to wake up early, and, you know, it's, like, UK times are different from here, so she, like, woke up, like, around, like, 3 or something. So, based off that, like, if I come back and I woke up, like, at 3, bro, I would, like, just go back to sleep. When I'm awake, I'll tell the story. Bro, she comes back, she's just going on, and I'm just there, like, bro, are you not tired? Like, are you... And then she tells me to go do the dishes, tells my brother to do this, and I'm like, well, she's back. Like, I just remember thinking, oh my god, like, here we, like, it's over. My few weeks of freedom has come to an end, and yeah. Oh shit, okay, I remembered something. Wait, let me write it down. Oh my god. Okay, I just wrote something down because I just remembered something. Bro, a lot has happened, but I didn't write it down. Maybe I did somewhere, but I haven't written it down, so there's, like, a high chance that I'm not going to remember, and then I'm not going to talk about it, but I just remembered something. Bro, ever since my mom came back, like, all these stories that I'm about to tell have only happened. Like, bro, I mean, man, I guess it's, like, content, I guess. Bro, it was so peaceful when she was gone. Like, everyone does their own things at their own pace. You know, you do, like, we know what we have to do, so we obviously get it done, but we just get it done when we want, at our pace, not, like, when we want, like, we just leave it, but, like, no, bro, for real, my brother was going insane, my little brother was going fucking insane. Okay, let me put that down. Okay, maybe I'll talk about that. I wrote it down, like, a long time ago to talk about it, but I never ended up doing it. My English is good. Damn. Okay, what was I saying? Bro, it was so peaceful. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, it was peaceful. Like, we just did our own things, but not gonna lie, my little brother went insane. But anyways, what I was saying is, yeah, like, she just started talking, and I'm just there, like, bro, this can't be real. I'm like, washing the dishes, she's just, bro, she just changed, dog. Like, she comes back, I'm just trying to wash. I don't have a problem with doing the dishes, I just want to do it at my own time. I just want to wash the dishes, and she's just saying, like, oh, things are gonna change, this, in the UK, they do this is gonna start happening, this, in the UK, they say you must go on walks daily, we're gonna start going on walks, in the UK, food mustn't be kept in the fridge for more than 3 days, all the food that's in the fridge for 3 days, thrown away, and she just, like, starts, like, just talking, and I'm just there, like, bro, calm down, like, stop trying to adapt to the, stop trying to change your life to fit, like, oh my god, bro, it's just, like, I know UK is, like, wow, it's UK, but calm down, bro, you don't have to change your whole lifestyle just because you saw fucking UK, and now you feel like, oh, I have to top it, I have to live like that, like, calm down, bro, calm down, it's not that deep, bro, it's not a big deal, no one cares. I just remember, like, standing there when I'm doing the dishes, like, what is going on? Like, bro, you are losing your mind, and you, like, I'm slowly watching you lose your mind. It was crazy. And then I'm done, and I'm gonna go sit down and just think of how my life is just, this can't be my life. Like, bro, this whole time, like, when, before I started washing the dishes, after I started washing the dishes, when I'm done, she was just talking nonstop. And I'm just sitting there like, this can't be real. Bro, you just gave back. You just came back and you haven't stopped talking since. And it's not like she's telling us about the UK. Because when she was in the UK, she was video calling us. She was telling us, like, in the moment. She's not, like, coming back and telling us about it. She's coming back and just being like, you're in the UK, this is in the UK, they don't use salt, they don't. And the thing is, it's not like in the UK they don't. The place that she stayed at, they don't. She stayed with my uncle, I don't even know. But she stayed with her father. What the fuck am I saying, uncle? Okay? Like the father and the wife, I don't even know. I don't even want to know. But she stayed with them, so now she's on some, oh, they don't use salt and I remember that time, like, I was making egg for my brother. Chips. And she tasted one, and she was like, oh, too much seasoning. And she's like, oh, in the UK, they don't use seasoning, And I'm like, bro, does this look like the fucking, bro, man. I'm just there, like, this can't be real. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm just sitting on the couch, just thinking, like, this can't be my life. And she's taking shit out of the fridge, like, emptying the fridge. And she tells me, like, oh, I need to clean the fridge. And I'm like, bro, you just came back. Like, bro, we were thriving without you. And you just come back and, like, bro, huh? She just told me, like, oh, I need to clean the fridge. And I'm like, bro. Then she's also like, oh, I need to do the microwave. I'm like, bro, like, what? It was just like, this can't be real. Who even thinks of this? And then I'm like, wow, okay. Now I'm just, it just means also that I have to be in the kitchen with her as she goes on and on and on. I'm looking at my bra. I almost popped a pimple yesterday. Shit pissed me off. It kind of hurts. But anyways, I'm just there, like, I was jokingly saying, like, what's going on with mommy? Wait, what did I say? I can't remember what I said, but I said something like, nah, mommy, I can't remember what I said, but, like, my brother was also in the kitchen with us, and he's laughing, and I'm like, bro, all jokes aside, I'm being so for real, like, what is going on? She just continued going on, and when you think she would stop, she just went on again, and I'm like, bro, give it a break, like, let your mouth rest, like, stop talking for, like, a few minutes, dog, you're gonna pass out, your mouth is gonna burn, like, stop talking, and just, like, even the things that she's saying is just pissing me off, and I'm just like, bro, and then it even made it worse, the fact that she's just giving work, she's literally dishing out work, and I'm like, bro, you just came back, but nevertheless, doing the fridge, no, wait, I think I ate first, and then I did the fridge, and then the microwave, and then she was like, oh, the napkins, they need to be washed, and I'm like, bro, okay. And then I remember, like, so we had, the maid was over that day, and then she, like, when I tell stories, this will make sense over time, but, like, you need to, like, our house is, like, it's, like, an estate, so you, like, there's, like, the security gate, and then you, like, come inside the house, so I needed to walk the, because we have fingerprints, like, to get out and in, so I had to, like, walk the maid out and do my fingerprint and let her out. And I'm walking her, and I can hear my mom, and I'm just thinking, bro, like, what do I even say? But, like, the door was open, like, the kitchen door was open, so I mean, like, yeah, but, like, that's not normal. Like, I can hear you. Why are you yelling? The people that you're talking to are in the room with you. I can hear you from outside. I just remember, like, when I dropped her and I'm, like, walking back home, I'm just thinking, holy, bro, it's, like, this just shows me, like, the fact that it hasn't even been an hour yet and all of this has happened just shows me it's gonna be a long fucking day. It's gonna be a long week. It's gonna be a long 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because she's back. It's gonna be a long forever. Like, until she goes out of the house again, it's gonna be a long everything. Oh, God. No, it's just, like, this can't even be real. Can't even real, but so much has happened since she's been back, and whatever story I remember, I'll tell, and those that I don't remember,
well, those are just whatever. I
don't know what to say.
Shit, bro, it's been a few weeks, she's been back, she's not here, enough, she's at work, thank God himself. But anyways, like I was saying, I want to talk about my brother going quite literally insane.
Without my mom, it's funny to me. Okay, bro. What is I even saying? Oh, I just walked out of my room. Why did I even go out? Oh, no, it's a fuck off, whatever. Bro, I even found out that my little brother's awake. So when I found that out, I was like, bro, like, really now? Because the thing is, I initially, oh, shh. My brother called me on the phone and he was like, have you made the egg yet? And I was like, no. And he's like, when you make the egg, you must tell me. I was like, okay. Like, because the thing is, I thought that my little brother was still asleep. That's why he hasn't told me to make his egg, because he's not even awake. But when I found out, like, he's awake, and I'm like, wow. So, wow. You know, so he's awake. Okay, whatever. What was I even gonna say? Bro, I don't want to talk about my brother going and saying about my mom. Like, I know I said I was going to. It's not like there's anything wrong with it. I'm just bored of the topic. It doesn't bring interest to my heart. It's fucking boring. Not really. Like, it's just like, because the thing is, when I don't know. Bro, I am so distracted. No, because the thing is, like, when I say he was going insane, not even, like, he just completely lost himself. Like, he needs someone to constantly be on his case. And when no one's on his case, he just went insane. Like, I went in his room to call him or, like, wake him up. I can't remember. Bro, there was, like, not now, because, like I said, my mom's like, but, like, bro, there was plates from, like, days ago. I'm seeing, like, I'm waking him up in the morning. I'm seeing, like, his dinner plate, his lunch plate. Like, I'm just seeing plates. I'm seeing cups. I'm seeing spoons on his table. The floor is just clothes on clothes on clothes. The like, I'm just there, like, bro, you're losing yourself. Like, no one's here. No one's, bro. We all be doing our own stuff. Like, at the time I was going to school, I was writing exams. Like, I have priorities. I'm not saying my brother's not a priority, but you can't help someone who doesn't want to help themselves. Like, there's only so much that I can do, and I have to focus on myself. So when I this was like the first time, one of the first few times I walked in his room, and I'm like, bro, how do you even let your room get to this point? Because my room, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like, when no one's there to, like, always, like, constantly be on my dick about shit, like, I, you know, my room wasn't the neatest, but I at some point be like, okay, this is too far, and I, like, picked things up. I have a conscience. I have eyes. I can see when my room is getting messy. I'm just there, like, bro, when you walk in your room, do you, like, close your eyes? Like, can you not see the mess? Bro, all the plates, like, bro, this is insane. I just remember thinking to myself, like, this is insane. And I'm just there, like, and you guys have the audacity sometimes to, like, my room is messy. And then there's people, why is my voice changing? What? There's people, like, whose rooms are like this. Like, be so for real. I just remember thinking, like, bro, wow, like, this is the reason why my mom feels like we can't live without her, because people like you go insane. I can, because I have a conscience to know, like, at some point, like, I, you know, I need to, like, I know what's right, what's wrong, I know what's good, what's bad, I know that, and I will fix it in due time. Buddy's room is just messy. No, it's not even messy, it's dirty. No, it's not dirty, it's messy, it's messy. There's a difference between messy and dirty. I'm just so confused, like, how you even let this, because the thing is, also, the other thing is, when my room gets dirty, bro, I don't want other people to see it. So, like, at some point, even if I don't want to, I'm like, okay, like, this is, if someone saw this in my room, this is, like, high key embarrassing. Like, if I have a plate in my room, and now someone walks in and sees, like, a plate in my room, like, you know, so at some point, I'm just telling myself, like, okay, I need to clean my room. Bro doesn't even have, like, a conscience, or, like, do you not think I would have, like, by now, if my room got to that state, I would have cleaned it by then. I'm being so for real. I wouldn't even let it get to that point, because at some point, I'm just like, okay, like, at some point, someone's gonna come to my room, and just them seeing this mess is an awful look on me, and I don't even know how it even gets to that extent, bro. Like, do you not see this, bro? I'm sorry. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world you live in, eh? But bro, he just like, yo, the study room. Oh my God. We don't, bro, we should not even talk about that room. The study room was like his room part two. Bro, there's just yogurt containers, like empty yogurt containers all over the floor. They stack together. There's corn from days ago. There's Bro, there's socks. It just, I don't even know how that's possible. The reason why the study room is messy is because the Wi-Fi is in the study room, and his room does not have the best Wi-Fi signal. So, even me sometimes, like, I often go to the study room when you want Wi-Fi, when you want to go on a call, when you want to do anything. Bro, it's. It's horrendous. Fucking horrendous. I'm fucking tired. Okay, it's 8. You know what that means? The power just came back. What was I gonna say? But yeah, I don't really. Yeah, he went in. Not like he really went insane, but he just completely lost himself. Like, it just shows that he always needs someone to constantly just be there. I mean, he's 11, but then again, like, bro, you know what's right and what's wrong. Like, you have a mind, you have a brain. But I'm just, it was whatever. It would happen like weeks ago. Sorry now. I'm gonna go make some dumbass eggs. I don't even want to make eggs. I don't want to take eggs. It's just gonna be three of us because my dad already ate. So I don't want my little brother is not gonna take it because he would rather just have plain egg. I would just rather have plain egg, but then you like slice tomatoes. So I don't know what the fuck is like. I don't know what's gonna happen. Or I just like tell my mom like I don't want to make egg. Not like I don't want to make egg, but I don't want to eat the egg. I would rather just fry it because I'm trying to think about it. Because I'm making egg for three people. I'm supposed to make egg for three people, but my younger brother wants to take plain egg. He doesn't want the tomato slice. He doesn't want the onion slice. I don't want onions. Hate onions. What the fuck? And I don't want it either. So then what? I'm making eggs for my brother only. I don't know. Anyways, let me go make some dumbass eggs. I'll see. You probably don't even care. I'm just thinking about it. I'll finish the dumbass stories when I'm done. If I even do that. Whatever. This podcast is fucked. Oh, what is episode even gonna be called? Like, I've just been recording and talking about random stuff for like an hour now. But anyways, I have topics to talk about, but they're like long, and this episode's like almost an hour, and I don't know what I've been talking about. And I just got off the phone with potential boyfriend, bro. This is funny to me because you guys don't know who potential boyfriend is because I keep recording and then I delete it and I record and I delete. But basically, potential boyfriend is potential boyfriend. Like, it's in the fucking name. And I called him and we spoke for a minute or two. He spoke for like 6 minutes. And when the power comes back, I'm gonna call him again because I just need this guy. I'm bored, okay? I'm losing my mind. We were on a call yesterday and the call ended not because anyone of us hung up, because the fucking lights went. And right now, the lights are gone again. So I'm. I have to wait a whole hour, so when I get bored, I come to you guys because I only come to you guys when I'm bored. Isn't that just lovely? Okay, whatever, bro. This episode, it has no beginning, it has no ends. This episode has no future, bro. This episode is shit. I don't know what I spoke about in this episode, I don't know what I'm going to speak about in the next, but I have a few topics until I can think of like a full like a proper episode. This is the type of episode you'll be getting. Let me just do this dumbass outro, bro, because what the hell have I been talking about? Okay, that's all today's episode. If you enjoyed it, you did. If you didn't, I mean, I can't even blame you. This episode has been all over the place. I talked about like 7 different topics that have nothing to do with each other. I don't even know what happened. But if you enjoyed, nevertheless, that's great. Rate this 5-star, whatever. Rate it whatever you want. I'm like, I even check, so I don't even care. Fucking pussy. You can keep your stupid rating to yourself. But I mean, even if you rate like 1-star, like you're listening to me say this, so I mean, you listen to the old episodes. I mean, you hate it, but you still hear type shit. I mean, I'm just saying. But anyways. I'm gonna record another one right now because I have the energy for it. Like, why not? I don't know what else to say. This outro is getting long as hell. Like, what the fuck? Anyways,
Y'all know the deal drifts. You know, y'all know the you know the okay. You know how it be. You know what happens, yeah. I'ma catch y'all later. Peace and